Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. What a privilege, Lord, to gather together to worship you, to glorify your name, and to give you praise and honor. We thank you, Lord, that as we come together, that you are present with us. We ask you, Lord, to open our eyes and our ears that we may hear your word, and that we may see the path that is before us, and have understanding of the times that we are living in. Give us the boldness, therefore, to go out and to witness to others and to declare your name and your gospel and your intentions. And Father, we ask that at this time in our lives that you give us the strength to stand firm. We ask you, Lord, that every single person here may finish the race and stand before you one day in glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we carry on with our study of Revelation. And we're going to be looking today at the trumpet judgments. The trumpet judgments. John in the book of Revelation was told to write the things that thou hast seen, which was a vision of Jesus Christ as God in chapter 1, glorified and in heaven. And he was told to write the things which are. And we looked at the things which are, and they were the seven churches that existed in Asia Minor at the time of John in AD 96. And we saw how they had a prophetic application for us today. But these seven churches also parallel seven somewhat overlapping periods in the history of the church age, more clearly understood when we looked at the meaning of their names in the Greek. Then John was told to write the things that shall be hereafter, after the church age, the events that take place in the last days or in Daniel's 70th week. And we looked at the rapture of the church in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Then we saw God on the throne in heaven. And he's on the throne because he's in control. And it's very important to understand that concept. God created everything, and God is in control of everything at all times. Things happen according to God's will, and when he says that it must happen, because he's on the throne,